This is Snips editor Michael McConnell, welcoming you to this month's Snips podcast. The Spiral Duct Manufacturers Association, aka SPIDA, says round ductwork is the better way to move air in almost every circumstance. No surprise there, I guess. But getting many design engineers and the rest of the building community on board hasn't been easy. After attending SPIDA's recent summer meeting in Chicago, I spoke to Association President Bill Bush of Northeastern Sheet Metal about how he thought the event went and how SPIDA is doing on its mission to convince the world of the superiority of spiral duct. Enjoy the podcast. Hey, Bill, how are you today?
Good, Mike. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. I really appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk to me for this month's podcast.
Yeah, no problem at all.
So, you're the president of SPIDA, and how's the association doing these days? How's your time as president going so far?
You know, so far it's doing great. SPIDA is close to 90 members now, which is our largest membership ever. And with the economy seems to be coming back all over the country, membership is growing and members have a very positive outlook on the industry and SPIDA right now.
If people don't know much about the association, what is the purpose of SPIDA, the Spiral Duct Manufacturers Association?
You know, simply put, SPIDA is a group of manufacturers and suppliers that promote the use of spiral ductwork. Spiral is far more efficient and a better product than rectangular, and all the members either have a spiral machine to fabricate spiral ductwork, or are suppliers of steel or insulation or products associated with spiral ductwork. And we're all together as a group goal to promote more spiral in the industry.
Is it kind of hard to get engineers to specify spiral or to get clients to get on board with it?
You know, it's not really hard, but like most people, engineers have been using rectangular duct for years, so you have a tendency of sticking with what you've learned about or have been doing. So getting them to make a change isn't that hard. It just, you know, takes time to have them make a change.
Do you guys feel like you're making some progress on that?
I feel with ASHRAE's new standards coming out and talking about leakage, where leakage is very important these days, you know, more energy efficient, that spiral, the leakage is so much better than rectangular duct, that things are leading more towards spiral than rectangular because of that reason.
And kind of the reason for deciding to talk to you for this podcast, you guys just had a summer meeting, right?
Yes, we had a very exciting summer meeting in Chicago this year with over 60 members in attendance, which is one of the largest meetings we've ever had.
So 60 out of the 90-some, that's really good percentage-wise.
Yes.
And
yes.
Go ahead.
It was a very, you know, very good meeting. Now, there were multiple members from some organizations.
Sure.
But it was one of the most well-attended meetings we've ever had.
Well, for someone that didn't go to it or is not a, you know, member of the group, what is the purpose of this of the meeting every summer, every year?
You know, we try and do a meeting for multiple reasons. One is, if you're a SPIDA member, you know, you have dues every year. We inform you as to what SPIDA as an organization is doing as far as testing, literature, publications, promoting spiral. So that's part of it. Part of it is we like to give members some type of educational programming at the meeting, where it's not just technical, it's more technical, business-wise, general knowledge, all revolving around HVAC and the spiral industry, but a pretty diverse, you know, topics at the one day meeting.
And who was on the agenda this year that kind of tied into
you know, that subject.
Yeah, but, okay. This year we had four speakers, all four with kind of different backgrounds to try and give a diverse, you know, topics to talk about. The first speaker name was Jim Berlucci. He's executive director at Spitzer Center for Ethical Leadership. And what he talked about was kind of the work environment, ethics and organizational skills in the work environment. Everybody at the seminar took a personal profile test as to their work environment, which he graded and showed us in comparison to our own self where we fall in for different traits. And the industry as a whole, he compared all 60 members together to see what you can work on and what needs improvement as far as, you know, just employees' ethics and or culture in your work environment where you presently are. Okay. So the second speaker was Ridley Gunderson. He's president of Sector 3 Appraisals. Sector 3 Appraisals is an appraisal company that'll come in and they offer financial services for supply chain management of metal, of steel and stainless steel, which all our members use steel and, you know, galvanized steel and stainless steel. He talked about historical data of pricing of galvanized and stainless steel in the past 20 years and different factors that affect pricing of steel and what we can kind of look at to predict future pricing of galvanized and stainless steel. Okay. So those were the two main speakers. Then we normally have a speaker who's a member of the group. This year it was Scott Witherow at Design Polymerics. Design Polymerics is a duct sealant manufacturer, and he discussed the basic properties of proper duct sealing, what to look out for, you know, different environmental factors with duct sealant, and got into duct leakage, which seemed to be a big topic this year and since the ASHRAE 2010 standards came out talking about duct leakage. Sealant is a big topic on the agenda. So he talked about that. And then our fourth speaker this year is Spida's technical director, Bob Reed. And Bob talks at every meeting we have, kind of to bring us up to date. He's a member of ASHRAE, so he brings us up to date on what ASHRAE is doing. He's on the duct committee for ASHRAE. He talks about the latest news from ASHRAE.
Okay.
He also talks about any testing or projects that Spite is currently working on, which right now we're finishing up testing of flat oval ductwork, both positive and negative pressure of flat oval ductwork. So he discussed how that's going, and hopefully that's going to be done and complete and published by January. He also talks about any other things going on in the industry as far as, you know, technical-wise or changes or things he sees, you know, upcoming. So those are the four main speakers, and we try to sprinkle in other topics and other discussions throughout the meeting to give you a full day of education and diversity throughout the day.
Well, what kind of issues were members talking about amongst themselves in your, you know, casual conversations with them? As I understand it, and of course I've been to your meeting several times, some of you guys are competitors, right? So, I mean, it's a friendly thing, but you are competitors, right?
Yes, yeah. Most of the people are competitors, yes, but no, where there's a few members that are national companies that have multiple locations and ship ductwork all over the country. You know, my company, for example, is in New England. We don't ship any further south than New Jersey.
Okay.
So a company in the Carolinas or a company out in Pittsburgh is not our competitor.
Okay.
So members will talk freely. They don't have to talk. They don't have to share any information.
Sure.
But members will talk freely with other companies around the country because we're really not competing with them, and we're not competing. There's no real industry secrets you have to worry about, you know, manufacturing spiral ductwork.
Right. Okay. It's not, no, there's no secret sauce to making it.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Well, what then, since they're able to talk pretty freely, what are the issues that were coming up a lot when members were talking amongst themselves? What are the big concerns for members these days?
You know, the big thing that was brought up again and again is that the economy seems to finally be getting better. You know, we had a few down years these last 3 or 4 years, and finally, it seems like there's more jobs, there's more work out there for everybody, and people are paying their bills better, which, you know, has been a huge problem over the past few years. But everybody seemed to be positive about this year and projects coming up and future work. So
that is good to hear. Did members seem to enjoy the meeting that you talked to afterward?
We send a survey out to members immediately after they come back from the meeting, and to a person, everybody seemed to really enjoy this meeting in Chicago. I have not seen one complaint about anything the entire meeting. That's usually how it goes with the meeting, the people that attend. This year it seems people gave us higher marks than ever before because they really, really enjoyed the meeting.
Well, speaking of enjoyment, you guys had a special activity you alluded to, I think, earlier in our conversation. You guys took everyone to a Cubs game this year?
Yes. Yeah, we've tried to have the meeting where we'll have a day of work and meeting and speakers and stuff, and then we try and do something fun or interesting in combination with the meeting. Maybe some people want to bring their spouse or their children with them on the trip. We've tried going to, you know, a beach location, you know, someplace warm. This year we had an idea of going to a Cubs game in Chicago and renting out a roof box across the, you know, the street from Wrigley Field, where you can sit on the roof and watch the game. Mm. And that seemed to be very well received by members, and attendance. We had 60 people that went to the baseball game. So it seemed to be a good draw to get people to come to the Spida meeting.
Very good. If someone hearing this podcast, and this all sounds pretty good to them, and they're in the spiral duct industry, and they're considering joining the group or finding out more about it, you know, whom should they contact, or what should they do?
Well, you know, of course, www.spida.org, the website, is the easiest way to do it. The corporate offices are in the Carolinas, and I have a 803-732-5818 phone number. You can always call there. Membership to SPIDA is not expensive at all. It's the normal membership is $500 a year. It's low as far as membership fees to other organizations. All of that money is used to promote Spiral, to publish literature, to do testing on products. So it's all used for the promotion of Spiral Duck. Membership, whether the member participates and gets the most out of it, or just joins and gets annual newsletters, or, you know, a couple times a year we put out a newsletter, gets information of what we're doing, they'll more than get their money worth for the low annual fee of being a SPIDA member.
Okay. Is there anything else, Bill, that you wanted to mention about the group or about this meeting or something that's coming up with the group?
You know, the biggest thing is we just had the annual meeting. We'd like to get more members to come to the annual meeting to see most members that come to a meeting. Once they come and experience it, they keep on coming back. But there's, you know, many members that don't go to the annual meeting. And this year we had a product show where supplier members displayed a lot of their products. And it's got bigger and bigger every year. This was the biggest product show we had, where we were almost busting at the seam in the room we had because we had so many members displaying products.
That's good.
Yes.
When I was, I attended your meeting this year in Chicago and a few weeks ago, and when we last talked, you guys were still deciding on where you might have it next year. Have you decided yet, or is that still being discussed?
We're still discussing where we want to have it next year. Of course, it's going to be very hard to top the Cubs game this year. You know, the weather was perfect. The game was good. The Cubs won. And everybody seemed to have a great time. So we're looking at a location for next year, but everybody wants to top what we did this year. So we have not picked a location yet. We're hoping by the ASHRAE show, the end of April, we will have all the details and everything, you know, reserved by then, so members can start signing up then.
Well, be sure to let me know when you guys have decided, and I'll make sure that Snips gets the word out.
Great. Great.
Bill, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk to me today.
No problem. Anytime, Mike.
Thank you.
So that's it for this month's podcast. If you like what you heard, give us a review on iTunes or email me and let me know. Be sure to check out our Facebook page, LinkedIn, and the videos that are on our YouTube channel. By the way, we are now on Google+, so you can find us there as well. And if you have an idea for a podcast, be sure to tell me about it. I'm Snips Editor Michael McConnell. Thank you again for listening.